Welcome back to Airtime from WHQ. Leo, we've had a busy week. We are a little hungover from last week's record-setting sessions. How are things looking on your end?
I think the same. There's a lot of hangovers kind of all coming in at the same time. There's lots of work, 3.0, 4.0, prepping for the WW word thing. And then, you know, pretty busy July month. I think we'll talk about this one, right? And then lastly, yeah, some guys traveled up to Denmark and made all sorts of things explode again. So yes, it was a very busy week.
A lot to unpack there. Yeah, first up, we're a little overdue on this announcement. In July, we had the biggest month ever on Woo. So we had the most kite sessions ever posted to the app. July historically is always the busiest month in the Woo app. You know, the Northern Hemisphere goes out, kites, gets their holiday. Really, if Europe has wind, the Woo app goes off. And we saw our biggest month yet. So that's a great sign, all things considered. We haven't even shipped out 4.0 yet. What's your take on that, Leo?
No, it's great. I mean, as you said, 4.0 hasn't even shipped yet. And it's always great to see the community growing, particularly, I mean, we had some storms early in July, right? But July is usually a month where, you know, we're not looking for nuking winds. Otherwise, we'd be holding the Woo Worlds in July. But yeah, it's wonderful to see. And I guess my thanks go to all the users who are posting sessions on a rate that we've never seen before. So it's wonderful.
Yeah. More news this week from the tech team at Woo. We had a new firmware just get launched on the Woo app. This is for the Woo 3.0. Fingers crossed, should fix the bug that a few of you have experienced where the Woo decided to take a nap mid-session. And you'll see a firmware update if you connect your Woo. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to jinx it, but I think we're feeling pretty good about this one.
We're feeling good about it. But at the same time, Murphy and all those guys sometimes like to throw a wrench into your wheelhouse. Of course, the community has been incredibly helpful in A, being patient with us, and B, testing a tremendous amount and relaying feedback to us so we can learn and try to narrow this one down. But we did find something significant last week also, you know, kind of in parts driven by the big storm that was in Denmark. We worked even with the guys there and got the data from their devices, and yeah, just kind of put all hands on deck, I guess, to solve this one. So now there's a firmware version 51, which is a new release. It's all about stability, as almost all firmware updates that we make are always about improving stability and find, you know, you find small things that could lead to issues and this and that. So you iron them out, such as this one, with the hope that this really gets us much closer to finally closing the book of the nastiest bug of all time, I guess. Mm-hmm. With this update, we also add a new, well, you can call it feature, but it is something that works around the problem that Apple has caused us with a firmware update, and it improves the connection to the Apple Watch. And with that, brings it back to normal for all users that have been on iOS 12 or larger on the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. The only caveat there is that also requires the 4.0 Woo app for iOS to be shipped, which we're expecting end of this week, early next week. And that will deliver the new Apple Watch app as well, that together with firmware 51 solves that problem. So yeah, really big update. Really a lot of work that went into it. And yeah, can't wait to hear the feedback, and, you know, fingers crossed that we finally got it.
Cool. Well, good timing ahead of Woo Worlds. We just announced the dates. They're going to match the same kind of 4-week period, September 15th to October 15th, as the 2022 edition. This is the contest that we host every year on the Woo app. It's kind of a mix of some hardcore, you know, pro disciplines with highest jump, team max jump, as well as some kind of insane endurance events, kind of these accumulated disciplines. Who can get the most total height, total distance? Some are team, some are individual. And then there's some creative disciplines. So we've had a drawing contest with our GPS feature, some hosted events from different brands that are sponsoring the event this year. And yeah, it's always a fun month of just seeing who's out there in the Woo community, what they're up to, and finding these really fun stories from kiters all around the world. Registration is going to open soon for the teams. It'll function very similar to last year, where there'll be a team captain, and then you can invite friends to join your team. You can also compete as an individual, and everything's through the Woo app. No payment required. Any session that you post September 15th to October 15th is a chance to win a kite in the kite lottery. Yeah, you'll be hearing a lot more about Woo Worlds. We'll be talking about it on the podcast. Excited to kind of kick that off this week.
It's another big chunk of work on our plate and something that we're really, really excited for, particularly all with, also with 4.0 coming. I think we'll touch on that in a second as well. But one thing I will say, Arlen, you pride yourself in humility, and so do I, but we kind of do have to call out that this is the biggest competition in kiteboarding, right?
That's the concept, right? It's like, you know, if you've been to a GKA or you're familiar with that format, you know, they fly the best athletes to one beach, but it's only like, you know, 15 guys, 15 gals. This event is open to all kiteboarders anywhere in the world. No travel required. You can travel if you'd like, but no travel required. It's just a really cool display of just how big kiting is, how global it is, all the little corners of the globe it touches. Do you know how many teams we had last year? It was pretty impressive, the total count.
Over 300, but I would reckon that we have more participants than GKA has spectators. I don't know.
As YouTube views, yeah. Right.
But I think it's true.
Yeah. It's a really cool display of kiteboarding. So something to look forward to either as a fan, but hopefully as a participant. This is really designed so that everyone can partake and go kite and kind of get a piece of this.
Right. And as you mentioned, there's also a really, really big prize pot, in parts helped by our sponsors this year. I think it's Ozone Core, Duotone, FlySurfer, and Elevate.
Yep.
So some really, really cool brands that are supporting this event and dishing out some really, really cool prizes.
Right.
And some of that will start fairly soon, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So Ozone actually kind of got on this early. They reached out because they do custom kites. They print custom designs in Ozone kites. And they've been sitting on this this one kite that they made with a Woo logo. It's a 9-meter Edge V11. So that's the model that Jamie Overbeek famously uses. He just, you know, jumped 36 meters on an Edge. So they have this one of one Edge V11 with a Woo logo. They're, you know, trying to get the word out that they do this custom design on kites. So if you ever need a custom, you know, logo, or you want to just advertise your buddy's business or whatever you're feeling, Ozone is the brand that is set up to do that. If you want to register to win this kite, they're simply doing a giveaway. The link's on our Instagram. Sign up for their newsletter and you're registered to be in the drawing for it.
I'll say this. I know for a fact that there's a whole bunch of people in this company at Woo that really, really want this kite. So
That's true.
A whole bunch of people already signed up. And it's going to be many more, I think, because this is a very, very unique thing. And it's cool to see the stuff they're doing there. I mean, you know, sometimes you've seen, I think Ruben has a custom kite, right? And a bunch of folks ride mm-hmm. with it.
Yeah, I've seen the Kyle Lenny, like Red Bull wing and kite. Right. They do all his kites. And I'm sure Jamie will have something in his kite at some point.
36 point. Yeah.
Once he breaks the record again.
Right. No, I think there's not an episode, at least these days, that we can do without talking about Woo 4.0, right?
I know. The mantra the last few weeks is that no news is good news, which means that the factory is chugging along. They're getting everyone's 4.0 put together. And on the software side, we've got the app update coming up that will allow 4.0 sessions to be posted publicly to the Woo app. But yeah, if you pre-ordered a 4.0, good news, we're on track, probably sometime, I don't know, late next week, we'll have an update for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can, with the team on the team calls, I always say, as you said, Alan, there's no news and that's good news. But obviously, everybody's always anxious to hear what's going on. And you kind of like, well, if there's no news, isn't there anything happening? But there's a lot happening. All the Woos that are being built are already being, kind of brought into life, I should say. Mm-hmm. I think last week we mentioned that the PCBs were already being built. So the electronic boards, this week they've been programmed. And so every single Woo now already has a name, aka a Woo ID. It's been tested on the PCBA level. So the electronics board goes through a fixture and all sorts of things are being tested, Bluetooth, the flash memory, the sensor itself, and so forth. So they're pretty much in the working. Same goes for the plastics and all the other materials. They're already on site and now we're literally just going through the process of assembly. And that's obviously a step-by-step process. Some of that, as we mentioned in the past, has been delayed and held back by us choosing to use a much better and a higher quality battery in 4.0. They are arriving this week. So that's kind of the gating item right now that we're waiting for. But they're arriving this week. We've got samples already of them last week. They were tested in various ways, in vacuum chambers, overcharging and so forth, shorting them, and all that is positive. So yeah, we're on track to receive the first WUs in Europe towards the end of August. So it's really, really WU 4.0s, I should say,
right?
In the end of August. So there is a lot happening, and good news is there's no big news. Everything is on track, and yeah, we're ready to roll pretty soon. I say it all the time. I say it every single call, but I cannot wait to get this product out into people's hands.
Yeah, super exciting.
So we've been pushing out the topics in the Airtime podcast. I know we had a lot of 4.0 things that we just want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Talk about the ruggedness of the device, talk about wireless charging, talk about the insanely good precision that we have with this device, talk about which watch to use for 4.0 and so forth. So we kind of have to catch up on those eventually, but I guess it's just a busy time. So
we've just had so much news to cover.
Right.
Yeah, no, those topics are especially fun when devices start to show up for people. They'll see the new charging is very obvious when you open the box. You'll see some new colors on the device. You'll see a new screen on the app that allows you to customize the device. We'll dive into that soon. And I've got to make a video about that too. I've got to teach people how to use their new WU.
Right. Let's add a topic, customization, now as you say it.
Right.
Here, I'll add it to our list.
All right. Well, something to look forward to next week on the Airtime podcast. Thank you, Leo, as always.
Thank you, Arlen.
We will chat soon.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And yeah, hopefully another wonderful and windy week. And we'll talk to you next week.